right down the prison, mess around to that man, especially for the men of the Muslim blood, man. Well, a man said, man, so called Tony gave me another pair of reading glasses today.
Well, you did. Praises to a man.
They're the granny kind. Get up on your nose, you know, and just look like they only have a little squared off.
Oh, yes, sir. I know when he told me bifocal, I said, oh, there's going to be that line, but they don't have the line.
They don't have lines anymore. They got away with that.
Yes, sir.
Brought up into the modern phase. What kind of frames you get?
They're basically almost like, they're just a little different from the ones that I had.
Yes, sir.
They're just a little different. It's more...
Oh, okay, well, let's leave that alone. Okay. Let's get on back to what we were saying.
Okay, yes, sir. Also, what else was it? It was something. Oh, so-called dad told me to tell you that you've been calling him his so-called, your so-called dad. So he guess he really is your so-called dad because he hasn't heard from you.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, yes, what's good for the gander is good for the goose.
Oh, yes, sir. And basically, okay, when I went there to the forum, so-called mother had been telling me on the phone that I did have some mail there, and I know usually I have a stack of, if it's nothing but junk mail, but she gave me one little letter, and it was junk mail.
Well, you got to understand this here, that also, too, that them license plates for that van and stuff, everything has done been there.
Oh, yes, sir. We have the license plates for the van, sir.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yes, sir. Because when we did that one, the van, it went to the post office box.
Okay. Well, what's the license plate from it?
The license plate, what happened is at first they had 70, you know, Hartley Road on there, and when I had...
I'm talking about, what are the numbers on the license plate?
Oh, the numbers? I don't know.
Always supposed to write the number of the license plate on other different papers so that you have that around to look at in case anything ever happened. And another thing I want to bring up, I've gotten the prison master, what is he for our mother? The master of the mother, I want to bring up, even though, don't become so familiar and relax again to forget what was told to you at first. Even when you get out the car or van to go in a store, you put that lock on the steering wheel.
Yes, sir. You know, thank you for that, sir. And a lot of the person that's watched before my mom is Mr. Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad had me just yesterday, sir, when I was out, and the lady parked in the car right next to me.
Yes, ma'am.
And she had one of those, and it brought it to
me. If the devil, remember, if you don't do what Allah God and the person of Master Wallace, if I'm going to mention the Most Honorable Elijah, I'm going to tell you, then you're going to pay the price.
Yes, sir.
At this day and time, you don't play.
Yes, sir.
So as we're told, I don't care if you're just getting out to run in the post office and run back out, you put a lock on the wheel.
Yes, sir.
That's what it's given to you for.
Yes, sir.
Cannot tell me that you forget. If you forget, you're saying the hell with the law of God and the person of the master, what is he for our mama, and forget the Most Honorable Elijah mama. That's what you're saying.
Yes, sir.
I'm just putting that out there to you right now.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
All praise due to Allah God and the person of the master, what is he for our mama, said for the messenger of the Most Honorable. Did you get one for the van that sits there, S.R. Mama, so close, Monique Drive?
Oh, yes, sir. We have three. We have one.
So you better make sure that she understands the same particular thing that I'm running down to you right now.
Okay, yes, sir.
That it's mandatory. I don't care what.
Yes, sir.
If she's just going to get outside the van and stand outside next to the van, put a lock on the steering wheel.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand? And make it till it become a habit like tying your shoes.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'll pray to the Lord God and the President of Master Wallace D. for our mother, especially for the mention of Muslim and Elijah Muhammad. Did the attorney call back anymore or anything?
No, sir, he didn't.
Oh, okay, yes, ma'am. Well, I'll pay due to Allah God and the President of Master Wallace D. for our mother, especially for the mention of Muslim and Elijah Muhammad. Okay, well, what did they say they studied at their meeting today?
They drilled, they got general orders
You guys remember this here, always take this into consideration. If they would have, if everybody would have understood the importance and really has gotten into the knowledge that was given to them way back at the beginning, everything that they're giving them there right now, they would have already done there.
Yes, sir. That's true. That's what Allah God and the person of Master Wallace Dufar Muhammad and Master Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
But the reason that Allah God and the person of Master Wallace Dufar Muhammad didn't have them is because there's always a yin before the yang.
Yes, sir.
So therefore, when it was given to them, they didn't understand this is the same knowledge that's given out down there.
Yes, sir.
And the other thing is only on the drilling. Who's the greatest? And just the drilling and on your hygiene. Then the proper way to sit, posture control, how to tone your voice, and you understand what I'm saying? How to sew. The same thing that you learn in school.
Yes, sir.
You know, in home economic class and stuff.
Yes, sir.
And you learn how to be very submissive. And then after you become a habit of the they get you trained about how not to be in the presence of males and how to do this here and not to look in males' eyes and all that stuff. Once you get it and got it down and the knowledge, then they give you it's called 20 degrees of civilization. You got to have, then you will have 20 degrees and they raise you to GCC, General Civilization Class. You got to have 20 degrees of knowledge to be civilized.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And it's called the 20 degrees of civilization class.
Yes, sir.
The operators do know that I'm in the prison of Master Wallace D. Brown. And like I told you, when we send people down there, we do not care if they attract it. If I got in the prison of Master Wallace D. Brown, I'm in the middle of the Master Wallace D. Brown, I'm going to be attracted to somebody down there, and they want to close associate or get married or branch off into that, it's fine with us.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
We don't say, no, they can't do that.
Yes, sir.
Everything that we're talking about is the greatest thing that we can tell them to say, the man, is we want nothing. We want all the knowledge that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad has brought from Master Wallace D. Farai Muhammad, because that's only going to verify and confirm this knowledge that they already have.
Yes, sir.
That's what they want. They don't need a lot of Farrakhanism. They don't need a lot of Joshuaism.
Yes, sir.
You understand? They don't need no lot of Abrahamism.
Yes, sir.
They don't need a lot of Muhammad 1400 years ago-ism.
Yes, right.
They don't need no Norism. They don't need no Jesus of 2,000 years ago-ism.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
We need the Jesus of this day-ism.
Yes, sir.
Elijah Muhammad and Christ, Jesus Christ, Master Wallace D. Farai Muhammadism. That's all we need.
Yes, sir.
That was sufficient through Master J especially, because if you get that, it's going to point an arrow at Master J.
Yes, sir.
So therefore now, but if you got, it says that you can be charged with hiding the knowledge, and you shouldn't try to hide the knowledge from the people. That's why the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad say he will stand on the mountaintop and talk about what he's talking about. Isn't that true?
Yes, true, yes.
So therefore now, by them, if Allah God, the President of the Master Wallace D. Farai Muhammad and the Messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad was supposed to be as serious to him, they were supposed to be as serious to him as they said, then they were supposed to follow the instruction that he told them about Master J, or about a person who knows the symbols of the J, about the knowledge that the Messenger said before he went away, and what he said to all of them. They should always keep that before the peoples.
Yes, sir.
That's true. If I was the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, if it was getting ready to go away, if I was Abraham, or if I was Lot, or I was whatever of them back there, and I would be telling the so-called Jesus of 2,000 years, I'd tell them to say, well, stay here, don't move, and this person, a person would come, and he'll have a crossbar on his shoulder, or he'll have a pick in his hands, and that person would come with a pick in his hand, and the pick would be red, white, and blue, but when that person comes, he would lead you the rest of the way to you know who. Now, if I told you that, and then you don't keep that before the people, then you can be charged with lying to the people.
Yes, sir.
Be charged with hiding the truth.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Therefore, you got to always, everything, the last words that your divine leader tells you, the last thing that he expounds upon you before he goes away, you're supposed to keep that in your final call newspaper, keep it in your writings, and keep it in your speech. If you're speaking at colleges or auditoriums or in different states, you should keep that out there, because you never can tell from out of the audience when I step the person with the red and white pick with the red and white handles.
Yes, sir.
Don't know where he might be. The words that Allah God, the President of the Master of the Deep, the Messenger of the Most Honorable Number, or whoever your leader is, words, last words that were spoke to you might be the words that he need to hear for that particular person to raise up and say, here I am, dear.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that
true?
That's true. Yes, sir.
So you could be holding up, you could be charged with holding up the people's salvation, holding up the prophecy by hiding the knowledge of what the Messenger said. Or whatever your leader say. Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
So all praise due to Allah God, the President of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He was definitely a divine teacher. And when he tells you something, he means exactly what he tells you. And so if they say that they love the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, if Farrakhan say he loved the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad as much as he said to, then why ain't he repeating the words that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said to him all the time, wherever he be, just before he went away?
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Because those words that Jesus, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, spoke to him was crucial to make his words be true, even as he's gone away, and to make prophecy be true. Now, you can go out and you can teach all you want, Honorable Farrakhan, or Joshua this, but his true name is Joshua in the Bible, but he's Mr. Farrakhan, the nation's representative, and he is not no honorable.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad told him not to add to or take from. And therefore, if you tie the knowledge from the people, then all of a sudden you start calling yourself honorable and then start telling the people that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is my spiritual father, and the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad didn't tell you to say that, then you add it to the teachers and you take it from the arrogant of who you are, and that's what tend to try to want to worship the next person that they felt this, that they felt should represent them.
Yes,
they wanted to worship that person instead of following the laws that Moses laid down.
Yes,
you
sir.
Understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Wanna, huh?
Mother Superior wants to say Sajala who?
Oh, Sajala who? Mother Superior, Sajala who? Yes, ma'am. But okay, but as I was saying again, before we were not so rudely interrupted, that, you know, if you read in the Great Exodus, you will find out that the people always want to put somebody, even when the messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad was there and they were teaching in front of them, they always was talking about, I think another brother should represent us a little better, a little younger brother should represent us a little better. They was always saying that, even in the presence of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
But you cannot replace who is put there by our God to teach the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We don't vote in and choose out here.
Yes, sir.
The Most Honorable Mother said, I cannot even tell you who's going to take my place. I can only leave you words of wisdom related to that.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's true, yes, sir.
So the Most Honorable Mother told her about walking through the valley and the vision that he had and why he wrote to our Savior's life and why he made the statements in the book and message to the black man, the one who has yet to be made known, has yet to be revealed to the people. And the Most Honorable Mother said, it's the same thing that we face today. So if it's the same thing that we face today, and the one who has yet to be made known has yet to be revealed to and who he is to his face, then therefore anybody of his followers down there that's trying to say that they're this and they're that is a jackass.
Yes, sir.
Straight up jackass.
Yes, sir.
You understand? Do not believe that Joshua wasn't a jackass, because Joshua didn't know what the hell to do. He was running around ratting and raving, and that's when Farrakhan was running around talking about, I think I ought to get me some guns, or I think I want to do this here, and I think I want to do that there. And he had his picture in the rifle magazine holding guns.
Yes, sir.
Think back to those different times, because he didn't know what to do until all of a sudden, out of the audience, stepped a man dressed in red, talking about he was the captain, he was the secret captain of the Lord of Hosts.
Yes, sir.
And Ben said, Joshua said, well, who are you? Are you with us or are you against us? When he told him he was from his Lord, he took off his shoes and wanted to get down to the... And the captain told him, no, you can jump from there. You don't have to do that with me. He said, now, what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to march. I want you to march. Since you're so soldier, I want you to march 7 times around the building.
Yes, sir.
Understand? And then I want you to shout. Yes, and to keep your hands off weapons.
Yes, sir.
Understand? Somebody had to tell him to do that. Joshua did not know how to do that himself. He didn't even know what to do. And the place that he was supposed to march around is none other than the hills of North America. Just march all around. That's all they got to do. Just keep moving around. But he ain't even going to know what to do until that secret captain comes. And then when that captain comes, dressed in red, or whatever that person comes, that's why the Most Honorable Mama tried to tell you, say, hey, why we did it this way would have to be revealed to you later. But the Most Honorable Mama said, I want you to stand. I'm standing you up as soldiers facing your captain. Because he was telling them that when that person comes, they better be the soldiers for that captain, to the secret captain of the Lord of Hosts. And in reality, that captain is the Lord of Hosts, you hear his face.
Yes, sir.
And that he would be messing around with the color of bread for the symbolic of dipped in the blood of the lamb.
Yes, sir.
And you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But the Most Honorable Mama said, I teach you how to hold your hands upright as a soldier, waiting to receive the instructions that's passed on to you. That's why when I say, Muhammad speak, who speak? Allah speak, but shut your mouth, because you didn't even know who Allah was. You was misinterpreted. So when Allah do come, you would think that because he talks so much that he's just bad-mouthing and you have something to say. So I'm here to teach you how to respect that one and teach other people to respect that one and protect that one and do what he say, because if you don't, you gone too.
Yes, sir.
I don't care how you say, oh, Allah, Master Brother, Chief Allah, Muhammad, and his messenger, the Most Honorable Allah, that don't mean nothing. Entire submission to the will of Allah is what we need here.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? Everybody say, Rabbi, Rabbi, that don't mean a damn thing.
That's right, yes, sir.
You understand? Everybody say, Father, Father, that don't mean a damn thing.
Yes, sir.
You understand? The wisest man among you is the one who can submit to the most and apply this degree of knowledge to himself and begin to understand, and you don't care, and any time a change comes, there's always going to be a person that's called the renegade. And that renegade, any time, just like Muhammad 1,400 years ago, may the peace and blessing of Allah will be upon him and his successor, when he came, he could call him a renegade Muslim. And when the Islam was brought before then, with the new Islam, when that person came, he was called a renegade Muslim. It is always that way with Allah when it's time for a change. When that person comes, he would have to be declared as a renegade, and all those that opposing him will fade.
Yes, sir.
You got to understand?
Yes, sir.
And so therefore, when the person comes, he don't come with no partners. You didn't see me coming with no partners and no hachos.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying? Come all by myself. I walk 9,000 miles. I set up in that cells up there in the single cell of life, and I walk back and forth.